Thank you, Rayburn family. All right. Blessings to you. If you take your Bibles and open them up to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 8, today, as we look at the communion service, I want to talk about remembering, all right? The communion service today, we celebrate because we remember Jesus Christ, his life, his ministry, his teachings, and we think about his crucifixion. We remember what he had suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection. Yeah, today we remember what Jesus has done for us. And also Jesus is making a statement to us. Not only do we do this in remembrance of him, but as he died on the cross, he was remembering you. And here in the book of Genesis, chapter 8, well, I'm going to just go to that very last verse, the verse right before it in chapter 7, and this is about Noah and the flood, all right? And in chapter 7, verse 24, it says, "And the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. Then, in chapter 8, verse 1, God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided." It says here that God remembered Noah. Okay? He was in the waters for 150 days. It says, "And God remembered Noah." It wasn't that God had forgotten him down there, you know? He was just too busy doing other things, and 150 days passed, and then God says, "Oh yeah, there's Noah. Yeah, Noah's down there in an ark on the waters that are surrounding the earth, and I need to do something." That's not what happened. God was watching over that ark. That ark would have sunk if it wasn't for the hand of God. All right? Now God was guiding that ark. God wanted that ark in a specific place where civilization would begin all over again. And it says he caused the wind. Now the wind is a symbol. Jesus is going to use the wind as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And he's going to lead Noah in that ark, and he's going to put it in the right place at the right time. And likewise, God is saying, "I remember you." In the year 2026, I haven't forgotten about you. I care about you. And I'm going to do a great thing. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to lead you and guide you, and I'm going to put you in the right place at the right time. If you turn with me to Genesis chapter 30, Genesis chapter 30. All right. Yeah. Here's another thing that God remembered. There was a woman by the name of Rachel. All right. And Rachel did not have children at first, but here in Genesis chapter 30, at the end of the chapter, verse 22, near the end of the chapter, verse 22, it says, "Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bore a son and said, 'God has taken away my reproach.' So she called his name Joseph and said, 'The Lord shall add to me another son.'" Yeah, it wasn't that God had forgotten about Rachel. God hasn't forgot about you today. God cares about you. And just as he was watching over Rachel, he was watching over you. And he knew the right time for her to have a child. All right? And she had that child. And she rejoiced. And she praises God. It says, God remembered Rachel and listened to her. And she conceived and bore a son and said, "God has taken away my reproach. And the good news of the gospel today, the good news of the communion service, is that God has taken away our reproach. All right? He's forgiven us and cleansed us of all our sins and unrighteousness, all the things that we thought wrong, all the things we said wrong, all the things we did wrong. All right? He has taken away our reproach. And not only that, he gave her hope. Take a look at this. And so she called his name Joseph and said, "The Lord shall add to me another son." Isn't that something? Yeah. When we remember the communion service, yeah, we remember that God hasn't forgotten us, that he cares about us, he's leading us, he's guiding us, he's blessing us, he's taken away our reproach, and we have a future, we have a hope. Yeah, we have a hope in his soon coming. This world is not our home. Yeah, we remember all the things that God has done for us, and we will wait for him. We will wait for his plans to be fulfilled. He knows the right time for each and every one of us, and he's going to fulfill every promise he has for us in his word. Here in Exodus chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. Exodus chapter 2, it says, "So God heard their groaning." This is the Israelites down in Egypt. "And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them." It wasn't that God forgot about them. He knew where they were. He knew that they were suffering. He knew that they were going through a bad time. But now God was going to do something special. God had them there in Egypt for a reason, for a purpose. And now he was going to send a deliverer. All right? Just like today. Just like today. Yeah, God is going to send his son to take us out of this world. We have a great hope. Yeah, just as the Israelites were delivered out of Egypt through Moses, so God, through his son Jesus Christ, is going to deliver us out of this world. Yeah, we remember. Today we remember all the wonderful things that God has done and is doing for us. But you know, the Bible talks about one thing God will not remember. All right? Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. Yeah, that great Old Testament prophet. Yeah, he gives us a beautiful promise. After Psalms, after Isaiah, we come to Jeremiah chapter 31. And look at verse 34 with me. Jeremiah 31, verse 34. It says, "No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. And I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." Today, we celebrate, we rejoice as we partake of the communion service. It reminds us that through Jesus' shed blood, yeah, through his sacrifice on the cross, through the power of his resurrection, that we can be forgiven and cleansed, and that God, he could remember them, but he chooses not to remember them. What a wonderful promise. You know, in Luke chapter 23, yeah, our scripture reading came from Luke. It was in 22. But if we look at Luke 23, verse Jesus is on the cross, and here in Luke 23 and verse 42, there was a thief. There were two thieves on the cross, two crosses, and one of them goes to Jesus, and here in verse 42, he looks over at Jesus, and he says, "Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus is saying, through my sacrifice on the cross. Yeah. In the communion service, we know that he will remember us. Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." Yeah, as we celebrate the communion service, Jesus is saying, "Hey, I remember you. Will you remember me?" I read a story about a young boy and a girl. They went, brother and sister, they went to grandma and grandpa's, to the farm. And they would stay there for the summer, and they would have a good time together. And grandpa got for the grandson as a gift a slingshot. And every day he would go out in the field, and he would aim that slingshot. He would try to hit a tree or a rock or something. He couldn't hit anything, all right? And he would practice all day long. He would practice for hours and never hit anything. Well, one day he was coming back to the farm, and there he saw grandma's duck, all right? And he aimed the slingshot at the duck, and he didn't think. You know, he never hit anything before. He wasn't thinking that he would hit the duck, but sure enough, he did. And it killed the duck. And he was just horrified. That was grandma's pet duck. What was he going to do? So he quickly grabbed the duck, and he took it, and he buried it. And he thought no one saw him except his sister saw him. All right. And his sister thought, "Oh, I'm going to have fun with this." And after supper, when it was time to do the dishes, the sister said, "Oh, yeah, my brother is going to help tonight. He said he would love to do the dishes." And the brother didn't want the sister to tell grandma about the duck. And every day, whenever it was time for her to do a chore, my brother is going to do that. Oh, she was having fun with this. And she did it for a couple weeks, and finally, the brother couldn't take it anymore. And the brother confessed to grandma, "Grandma, I am so sorry. I was the one who killed your duck. I didn't mean to do it. It just happened." And grandma smiled at him and said, "Oh, you know, I was looking out the window. Yeah, I saw that you had killed my duck. And because I love you, I forgave you. And I was just wondering how long you were going to be your sister's slave." Well, in that story, there is a truth. And that truth is that God loves us. And in his mercy and in his grace, he has forgiven us. And he asks us to remember him. And in the communion service today, in our songs, in our scripture reading, Yeah, through the communion service, we are remembering what Jesus has done for us. Today we celebrate an open communion. Anyone and everyone can participate or observe. We begin with the ordinance of humility. In the ordinance of humility, we wash one another's feet. Downstairs, we have rooms. We have a room for the men, we have a room for the ladies, and we also have a room for families. And if you would like to wash someone's feet, we do this because it was Jesus' example. Jesus, in John chapter 13, washed his disciples' feet. And as he washed his disciples' feet, he said, I leave for you an example. All right. He commands us to do this. And then he also says, you will be blessed if you do this. And so we begin our ordinance. We begin our communion with the ordinance of humility. And just as Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, we wash one another's feet. And as we're washing the feet of someone else, it's as if we're washing the feet of Jesus. Yeah, that Jesus is present with us. And we are saying, Jesus, we love you. And then when someone washes our feet, it's as if Jesus is washing our feet. And he is washing our hearts and our minds. And he's cleansing us and forgiving us and filling us with his Holy Spirit. And afterwards, we will come up and we will partake of the emblems of Christ's broken body and shed blood. So before we begin, let's stand together. All right, let's stand together and let's have a word of prayer. Our Father and God, thank you today that we can celebrate the communion service and to remember you for what you have done for us. And just as you have remembered us, oh Lord, we don't want to forget what you have done and are doing for each one of us. Lord, bless us now, forgive us, cleanse us, wash us, renew us, revive us, fill us with your Spirit. Bless each one of us and save us in your kingdom. Bless us all to this end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, we will separate.